سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، upon request of some of the brothers, we decided to make our program so that on Tuesdays we will continue with our regular fiqh session. It's not all that regular, but we try to keep it regular. I noticed, you know, by checking the date, that the last tape before yesterday was dated June 7th, and now it's September 26th yesterday, so it's 2.5 months later. So we had a big interruption in the fiqh halqat. We used to have some other things in the meantime, because I was working on the marriage series and I was trying to cover some of that so that I wouldn't be delayed from finishing the books. Anyways, so instead of this other day doing fiqh as well, it was requested that we do something in manhaj, because the brothers need to understand, when we talk about the manhaj, they need to understand some of the basics of manhaj. People say, I am a Salafi, I am a Salafi, I am a Salafi, I am for the Salafi manhaj, I am against the people of bid'ah and so on. But you ask him, okay, what is this Salafi manhaj? And he says, well, actually, I don't know. Or if he gives an answer, it's usually a wrong answer. And this, you know, reminds of the story that is sometimes told by Sheikh Albani rahimahullah, or what used to be told by Sheikh Albani rahimahullah, that once a man used to say, he was like very enthusiastic to make da'wah to Islam. So once he met one of the Christians or whoever, it was during the late time of the Ottoman Empire. So he met one of the Christians, and he was a strong man, so he laid him down on the ground and he said, you either become a Muslim or I am going to kill you. And the guy became very afraid. He said, okay, I'll be a Muslim, tell me what to do to be a Muslim. He said, well, I don't know. So we do not want to be like that, where we say, I want to be a Salafi, I am for the Salafi manhaj. Okay, what's the Salafi manhaj? I don't know. So we want to understand what it is, because the Salafi manhaj is actually the manhaj of the prophethood. It is the Islam as is taught by the Prophet ﷺ, and then practiced by his Sahaba, and taught by them to their followers, the Tabi'een, and practiced by the Salaf of the Ummah, one generation after the other, to our time. And but because of how much Muslims have deviated from the straight path, you find that they are all confused, and their confusion varies. Of course, people who try to follow the Salafi manhaj, they are in general less confused than others, but even those probably have some confusion, and that's why we want to, as they say, put the dots over the letters, as they say in Arabic, which means to clarify any doubts or any vagueness that is in regard to the understanding of the manhaj, because it is it's important for us to know, if we know that we are supposed to follow the Prophet ﷺ, as you heard in the hadith that we read after the prayer, but how do we follow him? What are the guidelines? That's what manhaj means the guidelines and procedures to follow to be a true follower of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I found in my library a number of books that deal with that subject. So I was between using one of them or the other or the third. I wasn't sure, and finally I selected this one. Other books that I was very leaning towards them. One of them is Muftah al-Sunnah fi al-Ihtijaj bil-Sunnah by Suyufi. Muftah al-Sunnah fi al-Ihtijaj bil-Sunnah. The door, Muftah al-Sunnah or Muftah al-Jannah. Muftah al-Jannah. The key of Jannah in regard to following the Sunnah or taking evidence from the Sunnah. Muftah al-Jannah fi al-Ihtijaj bil-Sunnah. The other one, also by Suyuti, it's a bigger book. That one, Muftah al-Jannah, the tahqiq and the tahrij of the ahadith is done very well by a shaykh from Kuwait called Badr al-Badr. He's a good brother. And the other one is another book by Suyuti called I forgot the full name. It's about taqlid and Ittiba and things like that. It's a bigger book, and the tahqiq is done by Mashur Hassan Salman. The third book is a compilation by Sheikh Salim al-Hilali, and that's the one I selected to follow, and it's called Basair Zawi al-Sharaf Bisharh Marwiyat Manhaj al-Salaf, which means the things that give eyesight, what gives eyesight to the people of honor in regard to the explanation of the reports regarding the manhaj of the Salaf. So there's another book by Sheikh Salim Hilali that is translated to English, and some of you probably have seen it. It has recently been translated by either Quran and Sunnah Society or the Huda paper, and it's distributed by Quran and Sunnah Society. It's called something like تذكرة المحتاج في أحاديث المنهاج or something like that, the reminder of the one who is in need about the ahadith of the manhaj. You've seen that book, right? It's a small booklet. It's small. Hey, what's the name of that book by Salim al-Hilali that was published recently by QSS about Ahadith al-Manhaj, the Ahadith of the Manhaj? Remember it? Have you seen it? Okay, I had a number of copies, they are gone, but inshallah we'll be getting some more. So we could possibly share that because it's easier, shorter, and we can all follow from it. I'm assuming that probably that one is just the reports that come here, and this has more explanation. So we'll find out. So we go over this book, and inshallah we will be reading the Arabic and translating, so that you know everybody will benefit inshallah. And if there's a need for additional commentary, that is the only thing that I will add in English. Otherwise it will be Arabic and then English and then Arabic and then English. So after starting by Khutbat al-Haja, Sheikh Salim Hilali says, and this is a recent book, it was published last year or the year before. He said, فإنني أما بعد فإنني بفضل الله ومنته منذ عرفت طريق الإسلام الحق المتمثل في كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وسلكتها بفهم السلف منذ بواكير الصبا وقد مضى على ذلك ربع قرن ما ازددت في منهج السلف إلا بصيرة أنه الإسلام المصفى من كل دخن. Which means, by the favor of Allah and bounty, since I knew the way to Islam, to the true Islam, which is demonstrated in following the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And since I followed that way according to the guidance or the understanding of the Salaf since my early youth, and this has been about quarter of a century ago. Since that time, I always increased in belief that the manhaj of the Salaf is the purified Islam which is purified from all dakhan, from all unclarity. المنزل على قلبي عبد الله ورسوله المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. That is revealed upon the heart of Allah's servant and messenger, who is the chosen one صلى الله عليه وسلم. ليحرر الأمة من كل وهم. In order to free the ummah from every weakness. وينقي القلوب من جميع الإحن. And to clarify the hearts or purify the heart from all dirt. ويجعلها على أقوم سنن. And to make it follow the best guidance. وذلك أن هذا المنهج لم يلقى إلينا من شيخنا محدث العصر وحافظ الوقت أبي عبد الرحمن الألباني ناصر السنة وقامع البدعة حفظنا الله وإياه بما يحفظ به عباده الصالحين دون رغبة منا. And that is that because that this manhaj was not taught to us by our sheikh, the muhaddith, the scholar of hadith of the time, وحافظ الوقت, and one who is حافظ الوقت means literally the one who is the keeper of the time, which means the one in our time who keeps the banner of the Sunnah and Islam. Abu Abd al-Rahman al-Albani, the protector of the Sunnah and the fighter against the Bid'ah, may Allah protect him, us and him, according to what he protects his righteous servants. He says, this manhaj was not taught to us by him, دون رغبة منا, without an interest from us. أو تعلمناه, which means we had interest actually in it when we learned it from him. أو تعلمناه أقوالا جامدة أطرها أقوالا جامدة أطرها آراء رجال يصيبون ويخطئون. Neither did we learn it as abstract or rigid statements that were formed by the opinions of some men, يخطئون ويصيبون, or يصيبون ويخطئون, who sometimes make are right, sometimes are wrong. ولذلك رأيت أن أزف لذوي الشرف البشائر الإلهية بجمع هذه البصائر النبوية الصحيحة المروية في تأييد منهج السلف وتأكيده. And that's why I decided to give the glad tidings to those of honor, the glad tidings of divine glad tidings that I'm bringing to them through compiling those basair, which means sights or eyesights or visions, teachings from prophethood, which are authentic and which are reported in affirming or supporting the manhaj of the Salaf and confirming it. في تأييد منهج السلف وتأكيده. وأضعها بين يدي قوم المسلمين وإخوان الدعاة إلى الله من أهل العلم وطلابه الذين لا يقدمون بين يدي الله ورسوله. And I put this forth in front of my brothers, in front of the Muslims and my brothers, the du'at, those who make da'wah to Allah, of the people of knowledge and the students of knowledge, who would not take any position against what is decided by Allah and His Messenger. وجعلوا هجرتهم لله ورسوله, and who make their hijrah for the sake of Allah and His Messenger. ليزدادوا ثباتا وقوة على قوة تدفعهم, so that they will be more and more firm or gain more and more power to push them forward. يمتشقوا حسام العلم, so that they would carry the sword of knowledge. ويتسنموا غارب الحق, and would ride on the animal of truth. He's using here literal expressions that maybe do not translate easily to English. يذب عن الإسلام تحريم الغالين وانتحار المبطلين وتأويل الجاهلين, so that they would clarify or defend Islam from the changes or alterations of the extreme ones and the pretense of the Mubtaleen, those who are people of batil, of deviance, what ta'wil al-jahileen, and the misinterpretations of the ignorant. الذين اتخذوا القرآن عظيم وتفرقوا شيعا وأحزابا فكان عظيم. Those who have not, you know, used the Quran in the right way, they have neglected it and divided into groups and parties and became enemies. So that, he's saying, I wrote this so that those students of knowledge يمشوا بهذا النور بين عباد الله ويخرجون من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. So that they can use this guidance to guide other people from darkness to light with the permission of their Lord. He's saying that he'll try his best, of course, to use only what is authentic. And then he says, لكن من المعلوم فطرة عند ذوي النباهة والشرف أن خطأ الأتباع ليس خطأ في المنهج. Something to be emphasized, and it is known in a natural way to those who have who are smart and who are in a position of honor, that the mistakes of the followers do not mean that there is a mistake in the manhaj itself. لأنه إذا أخطأ القاضي فما ذنب القانون, and that if the judge makes a mistake, why do you say that this is a mistake of the law? وإنما تقع الأخطاء من الأتباع لما يعتري البشر من النقص والزيادة والتقصير تارة أو لعدم وضوح المنهج هذا بعد التسليم إليه الأخرى. The mistakes happen from the followers because of what applies to the human beings of naqs, incompleteness of imperfection and shortcomings sometimes, or some other time because the manhaj is not clear to some of those who claim that they are part of the manhaj. أو لأن بعض ذوي الأغراض القريبة والسفر القاصد يظنون أنهم باستطاعتهم امتطاء المنهج حين من الدهر, حتى إذا بلغ أحدهم مرامه وحقق مراده نبذ المنهج ظهريا وكشر عن أنيابه لدعاته وغمز من قناتهم وأطلق فيهم القول الفظيع وشن عليهم بضروب التشنيع ومرق منه كما يمرق السهم من الرمية ظنا منه بجهله أن يضع من رفعه الله أو يميع دعوة حفظها الله, ولكني على بينة من ربي أن أولئك لن يضر المنهج السلفي شيئا, لأن من تكفل الله به فلا بيعة عليه, ولأن السلفية لن يضرها من خالفها أو خذلها حتى يأتي أمر الله وهي على الحق المبين ظاهرة ظافرة لا تبرح الصراط المستقيم حولا ولا تبتغي عنه بدلا. These are important words. He's saying the third kind of people who would misrepresent the manhaj, because he mentioned those who have shortcomings, and this is a human. The second kind are those who relate themselves to it, or they claim that they are followers of the manhaj, but they do not understand it. And the third kind are those who have short-range goals, and they think that they can use the manhaj for a certain duration of time, until when one of them reaches his goal and fulfills what he wants, he puts the manhaj behind his back, and he bares his teeth against the du'at of the manhaj and attacks them and says bad things against them and uses very evil or all different sorts of harm against them, and he comes out from it as fast as an arrow shoots out of the bow, thinking because of by his ignorance that he can bring down those whom Allah has raised, or that he can mar or defame the da'wah that Allah protected, safeguards. But I am clear and sure of my Lord, that is my Lord's promise, that such people will never harm the Salafi manhaj, because that which Allah took on Himself to protect cannot be lost, or nobody can harm it. And that the Salafiyya cannot be harmed by whoever turns against it until the decree of Allah comes, while they are or it is upon the right truth and prevailing and following the straight path without seeking anything, any alternative to it. Now he says, in regard to this book, he says, I made this book 10 different subjects or chapters. The first one discusses who are As-Salaf As-Salih. He defines who are As-Salaf As-Salih. The second chapter, the virtue of As-Salaf As-Salih. من هم As-Salaf As-Salih؟ فضل As-Salaf As-Salih. الثالث, العلماء هم الدعاة إلى منهج السلف. The ulama are the ones who make da'wah to the way of the salaf. The fourth, الأدلة على كون منهج السلف حجة, proofs that the manhaj of the salaf is an evidence, that is, it is the evidence against for those who follow and against those who do not. The fifth, خصائص منهج السلف, the what's qualities, or this what's خصيصة, characteristics, exactly, the characteristics of the manhaj of the salaf. The sixth, manhaj al-salaf wal-firqة al-najiyah, the manhaj of the salaf and the saved group. The seventh, manhaj al-salaf wal-ta'ifة al-mansura, manhaj of the salaf and the victorious group. The eighth, manhaj al-salaf wal-waqi al-ummah al-islamiyah, manhaj of the salaf in relation to the current situation of the Muslim Ummah. The ninth, manhaj al-salaf wal-makhraj min al-mihna, the manhaj of the salaf and way out of difficulties that we are in. And last one, manhaj al-salaf wal-mustaqbal al-bashariyah, the manhaj of the salaf and the future of humanity. So that's from the introduction, and that gives us an overview of what is this subject about. And as you see from the contents of the book, that we hope that inshallah, once we go through it, we'll have an overview, a good overview, an understanding, if we follow it regularly and persistently and patiently, we will gain a good understanding of the Salafi manhaj in generalities as well as in some good details, inshallah. So we go to the first chapter. من هم السلف الصالح؟ من هم السلف الصالح؟ Pen? Here's a pen. Yes, inshallah. قال الله تعالى والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. سورة التوبة. السابقون الأولون من المهاجرين. والسابقون الأولون, which means the first and the first forerunners among the Muhajirin wal-Ansar and the Ansar, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَعُونَ بِإِحْسَانٍ, and those who follow them in a good way, which means their followers. Muhajirin and Ansar are the Sahaba, and their followers, those who come after them, following them. What about such people? رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُمْ, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, and He has prepared for them gardens beneath which rivers flow, and in which they will be abiding forever, permanently, eternally. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, that's indeed the great success. So this ayah defines who are the Salaf. The Salaf are the followers, the Sahaba, Muhajir and Ansar, and those who follow them bi ihsan, with ihsan, in a good way. These are the Salaf. And they, of course, usually they would be from the word Salaf. When we use the word Salaf, it means the early ones. But anyone who follows them afterwards, follow their way, inshallah, will be included with them because of what we hope to see from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to further substantiate this. And also that the ayah says, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَغُونَ بِإِحْسَانِ, regardless of their time, those who follow them بِإِحْسَانِ, then Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. They are, Allah is pleased with them, with what they are doing, what would they do with their life, with their manhaj, and they are pleased with Him, which means they are satisfied with what He gives them, they believe in Him, and they are satisfied with His decree, and also they will be pleased with what He will give them of rewards on the Day of Judgment. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ يَجِيءُ أَقْوَامٌ تَسْبِقُ شَهَادَةُ أَحَدِهِمْ يَمِينَهُ وَيَمِينُهُ شَهَادَتَهُ, which means the best of the people is my generation. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, then those who will follow them, then those who will follow him. ثُمَّ يَجِيُوا أَقْوَامٌ, then there will be people تَسْبِقُ شَهَادَةُ أَحَدِهِمْ يَمِينُهُ, there will be people whose testimony comes ahead of his yameen. وَيَمِينُهُ شَهَادَتَهُ, and his yameen comes ahead of his testimony, which means that they do not care about giving a testimony or giving an oath. They are ready to do that without finding out whether what they are making a testimony about or an oath about is right or wrong. So they are careless. They do not have trust, in other words. They are trustless. So there will be people without trust who will come after these first three generations. And this hadith says, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. As Shaykh Albani rahimahullah used to remind again and again that there is a common mistake among some people who say the hadith as خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. This is wrong. خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي means that the best of generations is my generation, and then the following one, then the following one. This is wrong, and in meaning it would mean that the generation as a whole is good because of its time scale. And that's not what it is. The goodness of that generation is by the people who are in it. So خَيْرُ النَّاسِ, the best of people are those in my generation. And then those who follow them, and not those who, and then those who follow them. It's not the time itself, it is the people who are in that time. And then the people in the next generation who are following their way, and then the people in the next generation who are following their way. Okay. قال إبراهيم وكانوا يضربوننا على العهد والشهادات. He said they used to hit us on covenants and testimonies, which means Ibrahim usually here refers to Ibrahim al-Nakhai rahimahullah, one of the students of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And he says, they used to hit us, which means hit the people, in regard to covenants and testimonies, which means if they find that somebody is not taking them seriously, he would be beaten if somebody is not, you know, is violating the shahadat or the covenants. Umar ibn Husayn radiallahu anhuma qal, qala nabiyy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khayrukum qarni ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. قال عمران لا أدري أذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعده قرنين أو ثلاثة. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن بعدكم قوما يخونون ولا يؤتمنون ويشهدون ولا يستشهدون وينذرون ولا يفون ويظهر فيهم السمن. أظهر فيه مسلما. He said, Imran ibn Husayn رضي الله عنهما said, This is similar hadith to Ibn Mas'ud. The hadith of Ibn Mas'ud is recorded by Bukhari and Muslim. And the hadith, this one by Imran bin Hussain, is recorded by Tirmidhi. And others, Nasa'i, in Al-Kubra, Ahmad, Ibn Abi Asim, in Al-Sunnah, Ibn Abi Shaybah, Tabarani, etc. And Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, in Sittat Al-Hadith Sahiha, 699, he said, وَهَذَا سَنَدٌ صَحِيحٌ عَلَى شَرْطِ مُسْلِمٍ. Al-Zahabi said, or Al-Hakim said, and that was accepted also by Al-Zahabi, that it is authentic according to the condition of both Al-Bukhari and Muslim. So Sheikh Albani refused that and said that it is authentic but only according to the condition of Muslim, not according to the condition of Al-Bukhari. So this hadith is saying, خَيْرُكُمْ قَرْنِي, the best among you are my generation, which means the people in my generation. ثم الذين يلونهم, then those who follow them, then those who follow them, similar to the other hadith. Imran said, the Sahabi radiallahu anhu said, I do not know whether the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned two generations or three. He was not sure whether he said then those who follow them, then those who follow them, or and whether he said it the third time or not, then those who follow them. Yani, no, generations. قرن تعني سنشري بس تعني أيضا generation. فهنا المقصود generation والله أعلم. المقصود الناس يعني قرني, يعني الناس اللي معي في جيلي, ثم اللي بعدهم, يعني الناس اللي بعدهم, جيل اللي بعده ثم الجيل اللي بعده. فهنا لا تعني القرن وإنما تعني الجيل. فجيل الصحابة ثم جيل التابعين ثم تابع التابعين ثم. He is not sure whether he mentioned one more generation who are the tabi'in of tabi'i tabi'in. And that will bring us tabi'in and tabi'i tabi'in and the ones after them, bring us to the generation of the four imams. Abu Hanifa among the tabi'in or tabi'i tabi'in. If he is a tabi, he will be a very young tabi, and then tabi'in, and same for the rest of them. Malik, which means they did not meet the Sahaba, but they met some of the tabi'in, all of them, all the four imams, and the same for Bukhari and Muslim and others. So he says, I do not know whether he mentioned two or three generations. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن بعدكم قوما, and then he said, there will be people after you. يَخُونُونَ وَلَا يُؤْتَمَنُونَ, who will betray the trust and cannot be trusted. وَيَشْهَدُونَ وَلَا يُسْتَشْهَدُونَ, and they give testimony without being asked for it. So they are always willing to give free shahada. وَيَنْذُرُونَ وَلَا يَفُونَ, and they make a vow but they do not fulfill it. وَيَظْهَرُ فِيهِمُ السِّمَنْ, and Siman will appear among them, and I believe Allahu Alam Siman means overweight, that because they will be, which means they will be people who are leisurely, you know, they are living easy, leisurely life, because this was not known among the Sahaba radiallahu. They were poor people, they barely found enough to eat, to live, to survive, and then there will be people who will be at first well-to-do in terms of material matters, but at the same time they will be not well to do in terms of religious or Islamic matters. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu also reported similarly, خَيْرُ أُمَّتِي الْقَرْنُ الَّذِي بُعِثْتُ فِيهِ أو الَّذِي بُعِثْتُ فِيهِمْ, خَيْرُ أُمَّتِي الْقَرْنُ الَّذِينَ بُعِثْتُ فِيهِمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ أَذَكَرَ الثَّالِثَ أَمْ لَا, ثم يخلف أقوام يحبون السمانة يشهدون قبل أن يستشهدوا. This hadith is recorded by Muslim and others. One of the reports, Muhammad bin Ajlan from his father Ajlan said, قيل يا رسول الله أي الناس خير, which people are the best, he said أنا والذين معي ثم الذين على الأثر ثم الذين على الأثر ثم كأنه رفض من بقي. So this hadith by Abu Huraira means the best of my ummah is the generation in among which I was sent as a messenger, then those who will come after them. And he says, Abu Huraira, Allah knows whether he mentioned the third or not. So Abu Huraira even is not sure about the third. The other one was not sure about the fourth. This one was not sure about the third. So he says he mentioned his generation and then those who come after them, which means the Tabi'een. And then he's not sure whether he mentioned a third one or not. So, then there will be people who follow, who love fastness, who love easy life, in other words, and they give testimony before they are asked for it. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, سأل رجل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الناس خير؟ قال القرن الذي أنا فيه ثم الثاني ثم الثالث. ثالث أخرجه مسلم. He was asked which people are the best. He said the generation, those in the generation in which I am, then the following one, then the next one. So he mentioned the three of them, and this is recorded by Muslim from Aisha radiallahu anha. So you see that this hadith is mentioned, is reported by a number of Sahaba with the same meaning. So far, who can remember the names of the Sahaba that reported this hadith? Abu Huraira, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Aisha, Nu'man, or Al-Arbad? Al-Arbad bin Bashir, or Nu'man bin Sariya? أنا أحاول غلطك. بس هو عمران بن حسين. عمران بن حسين. Now the نعمان بن بشير. The hadith of نعمان بن بشير will come now. نعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ثم يأتي قوم تسبق شهادتهم أيمانهم تسبق شهادتهم أيمانهم وأيمانهم شهادتهم. He said, and this hadith is recorded by Ahmad ibn Abi Shayba, Al-Bazzar and others, and it is Hassan, it's declared to be Hassan by the Shaykh. Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah in Sitat al-Hadith al-Sahiha volume 2, he declared this as Hassan. Okay, so this in this he mentioned خير الناس قرني, the best of people is my generation, ثم الذين يلونهم, then those who follow, ثم الذين يلونهم, then those who follow, which means صحابة التابعين and the تابع التابعين. ثم يأتي قوم تسبق شهادتهم أيمانهم أيمانهم وأيمانهم شهادتهم شهادتهم. As we said before, that there will be people whose shahada will precede their oath, or their oath precede their shahada, which means they will not care whether they give shahada confirmed with oath, whether the oath is truthful, whether they raise the shahada and things like that. So they will be untrustworthy people. There is a report of this hadith of Nu'man bin Bashir that is recorded in Ibn Hibban, in which he mentioned ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ one more time, and Shaykh Al-Bani rahimahullah says it is authentic. Says إِسْنَادُهُ صَحِيح. He said ثَبَتَ زِيَادَ مِنْ حَدِيثِ عِمْرَانَ فَقُلْ أَخْرَجَ ابْنُ حِبَّانَ وَابْنُ أَبِي شَيْبَةَ وَالطَّبَرَانِ إلى آخره. He says وَقَدْ رَجَّحَ الْإِمَامُ ابْنُ الْقَيِّمْ ثُبُوتَ هَذِهِ الزِّيَادَةِ فَقَالَ فِي أَعْلَامِ الْمُوَقِّعِينَ ثُمَّ جَاءَتْ الْأَئِمَّةُ فِي الْقَرْنِ الرَّابِعِ الْمُفَضَّلِ فِي إِحْدَى الروايتين ك كما ثبت في الصحيح, which means the imams that we mentioned, Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi'i, and Ahmad, they came in the fourth generation after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are not mentioned according to these, some of these reports, or most of the reports of this hadith. They are not among the best generations, because he said, my generation, then those who follow them, then those who follow them. So Sahaba Tabi'een and Tabi'i Tabi'een. And even though many, I think all of the four Imams are of Tabi'i Tabi'een. So why would he say that then? Yeah, all of them have met some of the Tabi'een. Yeah. So, yeah, they met at least a few of the Tabi'een. So, Abu Hanifa for sure, yani. But they are all, yani, Ahmad is the youngest, but I believe that even he has met some of the Tabi'een. But anyways, he's probably, let's see, 1, 2, 3. There is a report which has four of them. And he says that the fourth is Hassan in its isnad, or it is authentic, and according to the rule of hadith, that if there is an addition from a trustworthy reporter, it is acceptable. Ziyadat al-thiqah. Jabir bin Samur, this is the, how many sahaba we mentioned so far? Five, this is the sixth. Jabir bin Samur radiallahu anhu said, خطب عمر الناس بالجابية فقال إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قام في مقامي هذا فقال أحسنوا إلى أصحابي ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ثم يجيء قوم يحلف أحدهم على اليمين قبل أن يستشهد فمن أحب منكم أن ينال بحبوحة الجنة فليلزم الجماعة فإن الشيطان مع الواحد وهو من الاثنين أبعد ولا يخلون رجل بامرأة فإن الشيطان ثالثهما ومن كانت منكم تسره حسنته وتسوءه سيئته فهو مؤمن. This is a great hadith, and it has so much meanings that you know, you can cover it in a few lectures, really. I mean, all the meanings in it, they need to be covered in a number of lectures. And this shows you, you know, the great knowledge that the Sahaba had, and how they used to impart in brief words to their followers as they learned from the Prophet ﷺ. And Umar radiallahu anhu gave this in a khutbah. So you see that he's giving very concentrated doses of knowledge in this khutbah. This hadith first is recorded by Ibn Majah, Nasa'i, Tahawi, etc. And it is authentic. okay. The meaning, أحسنوا إلى أصحابي, be good to my companions. Umar radiallahu anhu gave a khutbah in a place called Al-Jabiya. And in that khutbah he said, indeed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood in a place, in a standing like my standing now, which means he stood addressing the people like I'm doing now. And he said, أحسنوا إلى أصحابي, he said to us, be good to my companions. ثم الذين هم, then those who come after them, then those who come after them. So the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, and the Tabi'i Tabi'een. ثم يجيء قوم يحلف أحدهم على اليمين, then there will come people that one of them would make an oath قبل أن يستشهد, before he is even asked to come and give a testimony, he is ready to give a yameen. So they have no trust at all. فمن أحب منكم أن ينال بحبوحة الجنة فليلزم الجماعة. Thus whoever among you would seek to or hope for reaching the wide and easy life of Jannah, فليلزم الجماعة, let him adhere to the Jama'ah, let him stay with the Jama'ah of Muslims. فإن الشيطان مع الواحد, because the Shaytan comes to the one person, to the individual, to the one who is all by himself. وَهُوَ مِنَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ أَبْعَدٍ, and he is further away from two people. So when there are two people together, the shaitan will try to stay away from them. It's not as easy for him to attack two people together. Yes, Ma'in. أذن الله يرضى عليك لسه ما حد أذن. أي والله تفضل. The rest of the meaning of the hadith, فإن الشيطان الواحد مع الواحد وهو من الاثنين أبعد ولا يخلون رجل بامرأة فإن الشيطان ثالثهما. And let not a man be alone in a private place with a woman, because shaitan is surely the third one of them. I mean, shaitan will come and start whispering things to them. Doesn't mean that anything will happen for sure, but it would be more likely that things would happen. So any place where there is khulwa, where they can privately do things without any observance from the people, it's prohibited for a man to be with a woman whom he is not her mahram. Even in an elevator, especially elevators which go over skyscrapers, 30 floors, 40 floors, and things like that. So one should not be alone with a woman that he is not her mahram. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ مِنْكُمْ تَسُرُّهُ حَسَنَتُهُ وَتَسُوءُهُ سَيِّئَتُهُ فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. And that among you who is pleased with his good deeds and who is hurt by or feels upset by his wrongdoings, فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, he is a believer. So this is a sign of iman. If you find that when you do something good, you are pleased between you and yourself, not in front of people of course, between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you find that doing good pleases your heart, this is an indication of iman. Similarly, if when you commit a sin, you find that you are upset because of that and you regret it, this is an indication of iman. He says, وَفِي الْبَابِ عَنْ جَمَاعَةٍ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ مِنْهُمْ بُرَيْدَةُ بْنُ الْحَصِيبِ وَسَعِيدُ وَسَعْدُ بْنُ تَمِيمٍ وجعدة بن هبيرة وسمرة بن جندب. I thought we mentioned سمرة, maybe. Yeah, no, جابر بن سمرة. سمرة بن جندب وأبو برزة وجميلة بنت أبي لهب وأنس وجابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهم. And not all of them are authentic, the ones that are mentioned, but some of them are. Some of them are. So this shows that the hadith is almost at the level of tawatur, because it has been mentioned. It is mentioned authentically. It's reported authentically from about 10 of the Sahaba, and then the unauthentic reports are about some others of the Sahaba from other of the Sahaba, and then there are some reports which are mursal, which means they are reported from the Tabi'een straight up to the Prophet ﷺ without mentioning the intermediacy, the Sahabi that is in between. So it is reported Mursal from Amr bin Sharhabil and Qatada rahimahumullah. Here he mentions ولذلك عده الحفاظ من المتواتر. Those the scholars of hadith who are memorizers of hadith, الحفاظ, consider this hadith of المتواتر. That is, it has numerous ways or narrations. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah in his book Al-Furqan said, وقد استفاضت النصوص الصحيحة عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال خير القرون قرني الذين بعثت فيهم ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. The best of generations is my generation which I has been sent out, then those who come after them, then those who come after them. Now in commentary here, Sheikh Salim says, قال شيخنا حفظه الله ورحمه الله, he says, our Sheikh Al-Albani رحمه الله, he said in تعليقاته على التنكيل, his commentary on تنكيل, هكذا اشتهر على الألسنة This is how it has been famously or commonly said by the people. وَقَدْ وَقَعَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِنْ كُتُبِ شَيْخِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَتِلْمِيذِهِ ابْنِ الْقَيِّمِ رَحِمَهُمَ اللَّهِ. And this has appeared in many of the books of Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn Qayyim رحمه الله, that they say خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ instead of خَيْرُ النَّاسِ. وَبَعْضِ مُصَنَّفَاتِ الْعِلْمِ هَذَا اللَّفْظِ. And also in some of the books of the scholars, this expression has come. وَهُوَ غَيْرُ مَحْفُوظٍ فِي شَيْءٍ مِنْ كُتُبِ السُنَّةِ, but it is not recorded in any of the books of Sunnah. وَإِنَّمَا هِيَ رِوَايَةُ مَعْنَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. It is only they are just reporting the hadith by meaning, and Allah knows best. But so as I mentioned earlier, that you have to be careful and not to use this expression خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي, even though it has been said by some of the scholars, for two reasons. First, it is not mentioned in any of the authentic reports, but the reports say خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي or خَيْرُكُمْ قَرْنِي, the best of people or the best among you are my generations, and it doesn't say the best of generations is my generation. So that's one reason. And the other reason is that so that doesn't give the wrong impression to some that the خَيْرِيَّة or the goodness applies to the time. It doesn't apply to the time, it applies to the people who were in that time with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which means the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and then those who followed them, then those who followed them. And as was said by one of the Sahaba, that right now doesn't come to my mind who he was, as even though it will come, or maybe one of the Tabi'een, it will be coming, one of the reports that will be coming inshaAllah, that one of the other Salaf said that he wanted to live in Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa. He wanted to live in Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa. He said, إن الأرض المقدسة لا تقدس أحدا ولكن يقدس الإنسان عمله. He said, the Holy Land does not give holiness to anyone, but what give holiness to a person, which means what give blessings to a person, is his deeds. So whether he's living in the blessed land or the non-blessed land, if he's doing well, then inshallah he's okay. And similarly, whether a person is living in the time of the Sahaba or in any other time, if he is not following their way, then that doesn't help him. And if he's following their way, then he is included in the ayah that we mentioned in the beginning, which is, you remember it? The ayah that we started our discussion with. I just need the meaning. Exactly. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. Those who follow them in a good way. Allah is pleased with them. So Allah is pleased with those who follow their way in a good way. With إحسان. In a perfect manner. طيب. So this hadith being so well demonstrated and strong in regard to the to those early generations, the generation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the Muslims in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those who came after them, and after them, then that who wants to follow their way with clear guidance has a condition. This clear guidance has a condition, as Allah azza wa jalla says, "قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى بصير إلى الله على بصير أنه اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين ينبغي لسالكي منهجي هؤلاء السلف على بصيرة شرط وهذا شرط قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين سورة يوسف. The one who follows the way of the Salaf with guidance, and this is the condition of the way of the Salaf, say, this is my way. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla is addressing His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Messenger by saying, say to them, this is my way. هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ. أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ. I make da'wah to Allah على بصيرة, with knowledge, with understanding, with clear vision. أنا ومن اتبعني, I and those who follow me. We call to Allah on basira. وسبحانallah, exalted is Allah. وما أنا من المشركين, and I am not of those who join partners with Allah. Now, you know, these some people misinterpret this ayah or change the meaning of it. They make it such that, and I have heard this in some of their bayans and so on, they say, قل هذه سبيلي, say my, this is my way, أدعو إلى الله, I'm making da'wah to Allah, therefore, على بصيرة أمر تبعني. Therefore, that makes me on clear guidance, I and those who follow me. And I heard them explain this meaning, which is wrong and false. They say that if you make da'wah to Allah, then you are on guidance. It's not right. You have to be on guidance and then make da'wah to Allah. How can you be ignorant and make da'wah to Allah? So they say, make da'wah to Allah and you'll get the knowledge. No. You get the knowledge and then you make da'wah to Allah. تفقه قبل أن تسودوا, which means learn the knowledge or the fiqh, the understanding, before you are in position to lead the people. So he says, the one who follows this manhaj with guidance, ينبغي عليه أن يعلم أن مدلول هذه الكلمة ومشتقاتها يعلو على أعصار الحزبية المقيتة ويسمو فوق جهاليز السرية المميتة لأنها واضحة كالشمس في رائعة النهار ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. He says such a person must know, the one who follows this manhaj, that the meaning of this word and what derives from it rises above the lowly levels of partisanship, of ugly partisanship and secret ways, because it is as clear as the sun in the middle of the day. And then he mentions the ayah, which means who is of better worth than those who call to Allah and do good deeds and say, I am verily of the Muslims. Who is better than the one who makes da'wah to Allah and does good deeds and says, I am of the Muslims. وهذه الكلمة, يعني the word, and this word, now he's referring to the word as-salaf. من حيث اللغة, language-wise, تدل على من تقدم وسبق بالعلم والإيمان والفضل والإحسان. It indicates those who preceded others in knowledge, belief, virtue, and good deeds. Those who preceded in knowledge, belief, virtue, and good deeds. As-salaf. قال ابن منظور. ابن منظور is the author of a great book of language called لسان العرب. So ابن منظور said, والسلف أيضا من تقدمك من آبائك وذوي قرابتك الذين هم فوقك في السن والفضل ولهذا سمي الصدر الأول من التابعين السلف الصالح. He says, As-salaf also means those who preceded you of your fathers and your relatives who are higher than you or older than you in years or age and virtue. And that is why the first level of the tabi'een were called As-salaf al-salih, the righteous salaf. And of this comes the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ومنه قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لابنته فاطمة الزهراء رضي الله عنها فإنه نعم السلف أنا لك فإنه نعم السلف أنا لك, which means he said to her, indeed I am the best predecessor for you. He is telling his daughter فاطمة رضي الله عنها. And this, I believe, he said it to her. This is in Bukhari. This is Muslim. He said it to her, I think, in the sickness just before he died, in his final sickness, when she came to visit him. He said to her many things, among which he said this, فَإِنَّهُ نِعْمَ السَّلَفُ أَنَا لَكِ. Now, there is a weak report that he mentions it is weak, so I just skip it. أَمَّا الْإِصْطِلَاحِ, as for istilah, for the understanding, when we use this word, what it means exactly, فَهُوَ وَصْفٌ لَازِمٌ يُخْتَصُ عِنْدَ الْإِطْلَاقِ بِالصَّحَابَةِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. So when we say as-salaf, usually, this is a description that specifically refers to the sahaba رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. وَيُشَارِكُهُمْ فِيهِ غَيْرُهُمْ تَبَعًا وَاتِّبَاعًا. And those others would come with under this description with them as followers, not as, you know, original or basic members of this description. So we cannot say that as-salaf means, for instance, Abu Hanifa and Malik and Shafi'i, and we can probably add to that as-sahaba. No, as-salaf applies specifically to the sahaba, and then those who follow them in a good way can be ascended to them in the meaning of the salaf, because of the ayah that we also mentioned earlier, the same ayah, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُهُمْ بِأَحْسَانِ. So the first are al-sahaba, al-sabiqun al-awwalun min al-muhajirin wal-ansar, and then الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُهُمْ بِأَحْسَانِ, then added to them are those who follow them in a good way. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. Yeah.
What
ayah is this? This is in Surah At-Tawbah 100. قال القلشاني السلف الصالح هو الصدر الأول الراسخون في العلم المهتدون بهدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.